This summer, France became the champions of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, a victory which called for a celebration of immigration. 20 of the 23 players in the French squad were immigrants themselves or the children of immigrants, emphasizing soccer's existence as the world's game. While immigration may have delivered a World Cup victory for France, it was immigrants that delivered the sport itself to the United States. Tom McCabe, an adjunct professor of history at Rutgers University, Newark, explains it all began in northern New Jersey as new thread mills attracted workers from across the Atlantic.
Soccer came to Kearney with the Scottish immigrants in the 1870s when they built this massive thread mill complex. So they left Scotland, came here, and part of their baggage was a soccer ball, a football.
Irish and English immigrants came with them, and the sport quickly took root.
Literally, the field is next to the factory, so you really have this intersection of immigration, industry, and sport.
Although much has changed since the mid-1800s, the relationship between immigrants and soccer has not. It's a passionate game, and you can hear that passion at the English-owned and operated Atlantic Chip Shop in Brooklyn as England went up 1-0 against Croatia during their semifinal clash in this year's World Cup. This passion has remained a constant, but immigration into New Jersey soccer communities eventually took on new faces.
With the Immigration Act of 1965, you get a lot of immigrants from Central and South America, Africa, Asia, and they're also soccer-loving people. So they came and started their own clubs, their own teams, and you know the game goes on, as they say.
That's Carolina Kaplan with her family, expressing her love for the game during an Argentinian World Cup match. Growing up, soccer was a big part of her culture and family life.
The TV was always on in my house with a soccer game on. We had one TV, and that was all that was on, and you had to accept it.
Kaplan moved to the U.S. from Argentina in 2004, but didn't leave the soccer-watching tradition behind. For her, the World Cup has been a way to connect not only with family members in South America, but with fellow immigrants in New Jersey.
We hosted different viewing parties. So my Polish friends hosted a Poland-Colombia game. My Mexican friends hosted a Mexico game. I hosted an Argentina. So it was an opportunity for us to also share our different cultures.
Soccer is not only a unifying force for immigrants, but a reason in itself to come to the United States. Declan Duffin says he moved here from Scotland to pursue a coaching career after failing to make it pro.
So I took a chance. I got offered a job out here, went for an interview in England, took it, and came out here blind.
And he's not alone. During his 6 years here, he says almost all of his colleagues originated in the United Kingdom.
I'd say maybe 90% of the coaches are from the UK. We need a direct train line out here, the amount of people that come from the UK. That's crazy, man. Absolutely crazy.
Duffin has learned a lot in the time he's coached in the US, especially the differences between American youth soccer and what he left in the UK.
A lot of people don't pay to play soccer in the UK. A lot of it is free, so your coaches are voluntary, so there's a lesser expectation from parents.
It's differences like these that fellow coach and Costa Rican immigrant Bobby Calderon say need to change if American soccer is going to progress. He began a professional career in Costa Rica and came to Miami in hopes of playing in the United States. Medical complications prevented that from happening, but for Calderon, that didn't mean that his soccer life was over.
Because it's something that, like I said to you, I got it, soccer, and something that I can teach.
He's been teaching since the 1980s, but he's lived and breathed the game his whole life. He says that the culture must change in the U.S. if kids are to love the game the way his home country does. Thousands of dollars don't need to be spent to become good players.
I think the kids needed more freedom to go on the soccer fields, play, sometimes with no coaches. Just let it play. Right now, for all these things, all the, you know, parents spend a lot of money in academies, and the kids not going anywhere. They're not going to be professional.
Immigration and diversity often strengthens a community, and that doesn't change when applied to sport.
Soccer is the global game. And the United States of America is a place that people have wanted to come to for as long as the game of soccer has existed, 150 plus years. So why wouldn't they bring their favorite activity with them? The American game is so much better for it.
Soccer fans across the globe are now looking forward to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, which will take place in France. Connor White, WBAI News, New York.